outsourcing versus outstaffing, choosing the right model. Selecting the right employment model is a crucial decision for startups and product development organizations. Two commonly used methods are outsourcing and outstaffing, each with its own set of benefits and drawbacks. Understanding the differences is essential for making an informed choice that aligns with the needs of a business. Outsourcing. Pros: cost efficiency. Outsourcing teams work on an hourly paid basis, reducing costs related to recruitment, office supplies, and equipment. This model often saves between 40 and 75% of total expenditures, while superior talent pool. Access to a global pool of professionals with diverse expertise, beneficial for industries requiring specific skills that may be challenging to find locally. Reliability, speed. Outsourced teams can provide high-quality software faster than in-house teams due to shorter onboarding processes. To comms, risk of miscommunication, time zone, and language cultural differences can lead to miscommunication. However, with the rise of remote work and communication tools, this barrier has diminished. Limited visibility. Less project transparency compared to in-house teams, which may be a drawback for those who value high control and participation. Outstaffing. Pros: hiring flexibility. Highly flexible hiring model allowing easy adjustments to schedules, levels of involvement, and specific tasks. The client retains more control over project management. More control and access. Unlike outsourcing, outstaffing allows the client to take over project management duties, providing greater control over daily operations. Fewer costs. Lower hourly fees as the client handles much of the management tasks, making it a more cost-effective option. With possible communication issues. Communication challenges may arise between dedicated teams, requiring clear goals and daily interaction to overcome remote work barriers. Project responsibility is yours. Clients bear responsibility for project delivery, and if issues occur, the accountability falls on the client or service provider. Choosing between outsourcing and in-house teams. Considerations. Cost considerations. In-house teams entail various expenses, making outsourcing an attractive option for startups with limited budgets. Expertise and skill set. In-house teams offer control over workforce composition, while outsourcing provides quick access to diverse expertise. Time to market. Outsourcing accelerates time to market by leveraging experienced teams already familiar with project requirements. Scalability. Outsourcing offers unparalleled scalability without the complexities and costs associated with scaling an in-house team. Focus on core competencies. Outsourcing allows startups to focus on core functions by delegating non-core activities like software development. Outstaffing explained. Outstaffing involves employing professionals for specific tasks or projects without expanding the in-house team. It is a flexible model where the client manages the project and the outstaffed team remains in their primary firm, handling payroll and HR activities. Pros and pros. Hiring flexibility. Highly flexible model allowing adjustments to schedules, levels of involvement, and specific tasks. More control and access. Clients retain project management control, ensuring accurate oversight of the outstaffed team. Fewer costs. Lower hourly fees as the client handles much of the management tasks, making it a cost-effective option. Possible communication issues. Effective communication is vital due to remote work, requiring clear goals and daily interaction. Project responsibility is yours. Clients bear responsibility for project delivery, and if issues occur, accountability falls on the client or service provider. Outsourcing vs. outstaffing. Which is better? In summary, outsourcing is preferable for those not wanting to establish an entire department and desiring less involvement in the project development process. It's suitable for comprehensive, long-term projects, offering a complete, professional team. Outstaffing is better for companies with a solid tech department seeking assistance without expanding in-house staff. It allows hiring professionals as needed, providing more control over the entire process. Cost considerations. Outsourcing tends to be costlier due to additional expenses, while outstaffing streamlines costs to the vendor fee and developer's salary. Eastern European developers are often chosen for both models due to their affordability and high-quality output. Tips for choosing outsourcing and outstaffing partners. Define goals and needs. Clearly understand specific tasks or projects to be delegated. Assess expertise. Choose a provider with proven experience in your industry. Consider location and time zone. Ensure alignment with your business operations for effective communication. Evaluate communication and language skills. Language proficiency is crucial to prevent misunderstandings. Analyze technological capabilities. Ensure access to relevant technologies for seamless collaboration. Review data security and compliance. Inquire about robust security measures and compliance certifications. Assess pricing and contracts. Carefully review pricing models, contract terms, and obligations for clarity. Conclusion. Choosing the right outsourcing or outstaffing model depends on a company's goals and preferences. Both models offer effective solutions for different needs, and a well-informed decision, considering various factors, is essential for successful collaboration and project outcomes.